חכם עם האמת. So we spent the last 2 days on Rav Meir. The Chachamim say, "Achazu va'achazu mishameshes kedarka v'hayleches u'minashemayim yirachmu mishum shenemer p'shemer p'sam Hashem." So the Chachamim say, "Achazu va'achazu mishameshes kedarka." What's achazu va'achazu? I suppose means saiktana and sai muberes and sai meinekes, or misham mishameshes kedarka. And Minashamayim Yirachmu Mishum Shenemar. The Mishum goes on Mishameshes Kedarko, it goes on Minashamayim Yirachmu. Hey, Tashi Gemara. Mishum Shenemar, Shemar Psalm Hashem, therefore what? Therefore Mishameshes Kedarko, or therefore Minashamayim Yirachmu? Oh, how do you understand the Gemara? It's a reason that. What's Mishum Shenemer? The Pasuk Shem Psalm Hashem tells us that. That what? No, it's very different. See, the Pshat is very different. Give me a minute. All right, so we can understand what's a Pasuk Pshat? I guess Pasuk Pshat would be. From Shemayim, they have Rachmanis because it says so in the Pasuk. How do I know that Baruch Shalom has Rachmanis? I have to go to Shem Psalm Hashem that Baruch Shalom has Rachmanis. Huh? I'm not sure. But I guess that's the way you learn Pasuk Pshat, no? You mean, you shouldn't go to a hospital. Why go to a hospital? Shem Psalm Hashem. Shemayim Rachman. Right? That's Gertaka the Pshat, the problem with the Rabbanim. Which with this, the problem with the Chachamim is that this is not the normal attitude that we take to Sakanas. But I want to point out that probably to learn just simple pshat is probably Shemayim Lelav Rachmanis. It says Shemayim Psalm Hashem, so we see it by Shemayim as Rachmanis. I guess that's a simple pshat. We're going to see that it's not so simple. Because we're going to have to understand the Rabbanan B'chlal. The whole Chacham is a plea. We don't believe that a person gets up and says that I'm supposed to die whenever I'm supposed to die and I can do whatever I want. There's no such thing. We understand that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of the Nishmarta Ma'id L'Nafshei Sechem, and that a person is mechuyev to worry about Pekuach Nefashos. And therefore, the sheet of the Chachamim is the pashtus of the Chachamim is a pli atzuma. What does it mean that do what you want, even though it's a sakana? I mean, a shemayim yirachmu. What is the meaning of the sheet of the Chachamim? And the Binyan Tzion asks Vaita, the Binyan Tzion is Darach Laner, and it's Shulchan Sefer Kuf Lamed Zayin. He says we have a rule that we're Mechal Shabbos, even for a sex faker of Pekuach Nefashos, even a triple suffik of Pekuach Nefashos, the Gemara says, if a building collapses, Mifachin es Hagal, or Mechal Shabbos to dig the collapsed building, even if we're not sure there's anybody was in the building, and even if someone was in the building, maybe he's dead anyway, who says we're going to save him? And even if he's alive, maybe he's a guy, we're not Mechal Shabbos for a guy. So even though you have Kama Sveikis, we're still Mechal Shabbos, even from Miyuta to Miyuta, by Pekuach Nefashos. We're Mechal Shabbos, Lav Davka Chil Shabbos. We're over on all the Averis except for the Shloish Averis Chamurais, even for Sveikis of Pekuach Nefashos. So Memela, the words of the Chachamim lack Havana, Pashut Pshat. What does it mean in Ishmael Yirachmu? So the Binyan Tzion says maybe you could say the following. Rashi said Shalosh Noshis Meshamshis B'Mayach means Kaidim Tashrish. Now why do we say in Rashi you do it before Tashmish, why not after? Why not after Tashmish? Why do it before Tashmish and you have a problem? He's Maitzi Zera on a Mayach. Do it before. do it after, and then you have no problem. So he said, because doing it afterwards, you're taking a chance. Maybe it was already Kailat Azara, maybe she's already pregnant. Look, if you see it in Rashi, you could say the following. Rameya holds, use a maich before Tashmish. And the Chachamim are saying, no, do Tashmish normally, and use a maich afterwards. You're taking a chance. Min Hashemayim Yirachmu, it's a small chance. And Min Hashemayim Yirachmu, and maybe the Chachamim mean, you use a maich after Tashmish. Now, what?
Why is that a
pesi? Why is he a pesi? Because he really shouldn't take the chance on that, on doing it after. What? I understand, but for sakana, I mean, why is he a pesi? Well, whatever I say, you can tell me it makes sense. You're telling me is anything I say that makes sense is going to be shver because we're calling him a fool. So pi halacha, be some chad ma'achar tashmish. Anything I say, you're going to tell me that. It says Sheriff Zal Hashem. I don't know. So, anyway, this Pshat, even if you can say the Pshat, you're still going to be stuck like Rabbeinu Tam. You're still stuck. What's Pshat like Rabbeinu Tam? Because Rabbeinu Tam holds, Tanakama says Kayas, says Meichacha Tashmish, you're still stuck. It's even if you'll finish Tix Rashi, you still have a problem with Rabbeinu Tam. And Pshat is not so satisfying. Chachamim don't say anything about a Meich. The whole Machlokes is before Tashmish, Acha Tashmish, I should say so. So therefore, this needs a Hesber. Rabbi Chanan in Ksubis, Ois Kuflamit Vav, says a few words on this, which need Hesber, but the words he says is Hanig by Minig Derech Eretz, which means you're allowed to act normally. It's normal for a woman, I mean, Nekes Mubaris, to be Mishamish. So the Chacham is saying, behave normal, in a normal way. And Min Hashemayim Yirachmu.
It's normal to be a Sakana, it's normal to be Mishamish.
It's normal to be a Sakana, how could it be normal to be Mishamish? Remember, it's not Sakana for the mother. I mean, it's a Sakana for the Uber. How could it be normal? So, I don't know. He says it's normal, which means it's a Miyuta de Miyuta. And therefore, it's Mutter. It needs Hasbro. I'm just mentioning Rabbi Chana because Ramesha's Nekuda will fit well with Rabbi Chana. Ramesha has a Hezber in Shemir Psalm Hashem. Shemir Psalm Hashem appears numerous places in Shas. Later on Daf Ayin Beis in Perakah Aral, the Gemara talks about a Mila, a Bris Mila, Biyuma De'iva on a cloudy day. Gemara says really you should do a bris milah only when the weather is good, like today. The sunny day and it's calm, so the body heals. However, a bris milah on a yuma de'iva, on a day with bad weather, you shouldn't do a bris milah. Then the Gemara says, so nowadays everyone ignores this. Everyone does a bris milah on a cloudy day. Nobody pushes off a bris because it's cloudy. Even on Shabbos, when it's a chil Shabbos, you don't push it off because it's cloudy. So the Gemara says, today, when it's people ignore this, shemir psalm Hashem. So we find in second place this idea, doing something which is a sakana is mutter because of Shemir Psalm Hashem. In the third place, in Mislech the Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Tes, it talks about doing Hakazas Dam, about bloodletting certain days, which is a sakana. The Gemara says certain conditions it's a sakana, and the Gemara says the same thing. So we have at least three places in Shas, one or two more, where the Gemara says something is a sakana, but there's some heter of Shemir Psalm Hashem. In the Gilyan HaShas, in Shabbos Kuf Chav Tes, Rabbi Kiva Eger sends us to a Trumas HaDeshem. Trumas Hadeshen has a tshuva about a katlonis, about marrying a woman who was widowed twice. You all know the Gemara, the sugi in the Gemara, that it's also to marry a katlonis because it's a sakana. Sakana for the third husband. If a woman married two husbands and they both died, it's a sakana for the third husband. The Gemara has different shot and why. But the Gemara says not to marry a woman who was widowed twice. The Trumas Hadesha writes that nowadays, meaning his days, where it's hard to find Shidduchim, so Shemir Psalm Hashem, people ignore it. People have a hard time finding a Shidduch. They take a woman who was widowed twice, a Katlanis. Shemir Psalm Hashem, he says it's okay. Since people do it, Shem Psalm Hashem, we don't stop. Shulchan Aruch, it's brought, l'inyim, we don't stop somebody. If somebody has a shayla, we tell them don't marry a katlanis. If someone's going to marry a katlanis, we don't start up with him. The Trumas Hadeshen says, so Shem Psalm Hashem. The only thing the Trumas Hadeshen declares is in the pshat of Shem Psalm Hashem, if it applies even to a Talmud Chacham. He declares, if Shem Psalm Hashem means people who don't know better, Hashem watches. What about a Talmud Chacham? Someone's a Talmud Chacham, he knows better. Is Shomer Psalm Hashem a heter for everybody? Or only a heter for someone who doesn't know better? That's his suffix. And the emes is that from the Stimas Hashas, it's Masma, it's Mutter for everybody. We do Bris Mila B'yem HaMa'unan, even if someone's a Talmud Chacham. But that, for whatever it's worth, that is the clair of the Trumas Hadeshen. So now we have another case of Shomer Psalm Hashem, a katlanis, vayter sakana. And we say Shomer Psalm Hashem. Ramesh's tshuva on smoking, which was printed in 73, it was probably written in the 60s. Ramesh writes that smoking cigarettes is not osur al pi halacha, because Shomer Psalm Hashem. So Vaita needs a hezber. What kind of hezber is that? It's a sakana or a chashash sakana. What's the hezber in the heter of Shomer Psalm Hashem? It's a funny thing. I, in my ignorance, thought for some reason that Shomer Psalm Hashem means Hashem watches Yirei Shemayim. I don't know. I thought Psalm means Yirei Shemayim. I don't know why. I'm talking when I was a teenager. So I was here in the Beis Medrash, probably my first year in Beis Medrash, maybe my second year. And Rav Gedalia Shor Zatzal was the Rosh Hashiva. And he was trying to quit smoking. He was a big smoker and he tried to quit. And one day I was standing near his office, in there by the offices, looking at a sefer, and he had just gone to the Beis Medrash and borrowed, taken a cigarette from somebody. He was lighting it. And as he walked past me, he said to me something like, I don't want to do it, Kenisht. He said something like that. He didn't want people to learn to smoke from him. So I turned to him, I said, Shomer Psalm Hashem. So afterwards, I told my chavrusa what I happened. So he said, you didn't say that. I said, yeah, I did. So he told me, Pesi is a fool. Shomer Psalm Hashem means Hashem watches fools. So I thought he was pulling my leg. We pulled out a tiller. We looked up the pasuk. He was right. So I went to Rav Shor's office to apologize. So he said, no, you are right. So what's the pshat? So Ramesha has a follow-up tshuva. I think it's printed in Chayshim Ishva Chelet Beis, which is one of the tshuvas that was printed after he passed away. And Ramesha's masbir, the idea of Shomer Psalm Hashem, as follows. He says that there's a chiv in the Torah of v'nishmarta moed l'nafshi seichem. A person is mechuyev to watch his life. That means a person can't do anything that's a sakana. Now, if we say that every sakana is asa, even a safik of a safik of a safik, that sakana means any level of sakana, we're going to name on that way. So Ramesha says, so you shouldn't be allowed to eat fatty foods. Statistically, people who eat fatty foods have a shorter lifespan. So you shouldn't be allowed to eat potato chips or latkes. Where does it stop? If the halacha is that a person has to shmar to ma'ilav shesechem for safik of a safik of a safik, so where does it end? If it's a bigger sakana to go in the street than to stay in the house, so a person should stay in his house all day. What's the hetzer to go in the street? You should need tzarchei mitzvah to go out. What's the geder of v'nishmar to ma'ilav shesechem? So Rav Moshe brings a raya that it's not a chi of gomor, because the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Deis, the Rambam brings a list of things that a person should do to stay healthy. A whole perek of things, and the Rambam writes at the end, if you do all these things, I guarantee you that you live a long life. He says, unless there's a megepha in the town, that there's a disease, but in the normal circumstances, I guarantee you live a long life. That's what the Rambam says, if you do all these things. But the Rambam doesn't say you're mechuyev to do it. Factor of Maisha, if the Rambam could guarantee that if you do a list of, 24 halachas, if you do these 24 things, you'll live a long life, so why aren't you mechuyev to do it? Why aren't you mechuyev? You should be obligated to do it. So Zokra Maisha, the geder in halacha is, Shomer Psalm Hashem is, anything which the Hamoin Am doesn't consider to be a danger, which normal people consider to be an acceptable risk in life, they're fools. If they follow the Rambam, they'd live longer. But no, human beings don't consider it a risk to go out from the house, to go outside into the street, even though statistically it's less safe. But nobody considers that to be a risk. The geder of Shomer Psalm Hashem is something which the Hamayin Am of the world considers to be an acceptable risk and not a sakana. Such a thing is not osur because of this geder of Shomer Psalm Hashem. And that's why the Gemara's Lashon is Ha'idna D'doshu Barabim Shomer Psalm Hashem. Now that the Rabim nobody considers it a sakana to do a bris milah on a cloudy day. Ha'idna D'doshu Barabim Shomer Psalm Hashem. That's the geder hadvar. Yes. The Hamoin Am is psoim, right, legabe a lot of things. If they will follow the Rambam's list, it's known, Rabbi Yaakov used to say that he follows the Rambam and he's going to live a long life. He lived almost 100. He followed, that's what they said. I can't believe he slept 8 hours every night. The Rambam says to sleep 8 hours a night, which the Rambam didn't do. The Rambam didn't live a long life. The Rambam was nifter, I think he was 69. But it was a long life in those days, 69. Right? It's not so short. But the Rambam writes, he didn't keep to his own list. Most doctors don't keep to all the advice that they give. But the point is that a risk that the Welt considers acceptable, you're allowed to take. You're allowed to take such a risk. What? I guess we'll shalakadin. How does it start? I don't know how it starts. I don't know.
I think step one could start with someone.
How it starts, I don't know. But it could be, I don't know, because he was never really accepted. Chazal tried to push not to people don't do any Yamun, and people didn't accept it, maybe. But the Gemara's Lashon Ha'idna sounds like it changed. Anyway, the point is that it's a halacha d'kegeder, the things that people normally accept as an acceptable risk, that you're allowed to do. Is a person allowed to be machmir? The Beis Yosef in Hilchas Bris Milah and Simurei Samach Beis is mesupik. He brings a ritva that the ritva writes b'shemes Rebbe. He was mesupik. Why does he have a person? I want to be machmir. It's day. And I don't want to do the bris. I want to be machmir. I don't want to be a shem b'psalm Hashem. So he brings b'shem the ritva that he was mesupik. The ritva brings from his Rebbe that he was mesupik. And then the Beis Yosef says, but the Rambam is Saisim. The Rambam just says, we do bris milah even on a Yom HaMo'anim. Says, the Stimus to Rambam sounds like you're mechuyev to. But he brings that to Ritva, the Ritva is Mesupik. So the Vart is that Shomer Psalm Hashem is a heter to do things that the world doesn't consider a suffix. You started asking, does it change? The stomach changes. What eating meat and fish that the world does consider a sakana? The world doesn't mean the Gaisha world, it means Gaisha. Doesn't mean the Gaisha. So if it says that the guf of a yid and the guf of a guy is not the same. And it's the same scientifically, but look up these things. Rather with meat and fish, the Stechemed writes, it's not a physical sakana, it's a ruchni sakana. Even though it says Loshen Sakana, it says Loshen Tsaras. Tsaras, he says, means ruchni sakana. But at any rate, the point, this is a point in din. Shemer Psalm Hashem is not a musavart. Shemer Psalm Hashem is a halacha. That something that the Velt nems on as something, that's okay, you're allowed to do. In the Gemara, you have to touch the Gemara that way. When the Gemara says Shenem Mishum Shenemar, it's not going on in a Shemaim Yirachmu Mishum Shenemar Shemir Psalm Hashem. The Rabbi Shalom has Rachmanis? We know Rabbi Shalom has Rachmanis. You don't need a pasuk for that. It's Mishameshes Kedarka Vaheleches Umin Shemaim Yirachmu. You're allowed to do Shimush Kedarka because Mishum Shenemar Shemir Psalm Hashem. We have a halacha concept. It's a din, not a musar. It's a halacha concept that something that the Velt considers to be an acceptable sakana, a person's allowed to do. And since in the Velt, Muberes, Meinekes, Amishamish Kedarka, Baif and Tivi, it's a natural thing for a woman who's pregnant, or a woman who's nursing, or if she would be a ketana who got married, to be Nibala Labaila. Since it's a normal thing, and the Velt is not chayshish for sakanis, even though statistically it's a one in something sakana, which is why Remeir is machmir, but that statistic sakana is in halacha not a problem. You're allowed to take that risk. So mamili, you can do an avera to avoid the risk. Does it change? That's what people are saying. I mean, people, they are paiskim who hold that smoking today. Today, the Velt does consider it to be a sakana, and that maybe smoking today. Ramesh went to said his psak that he said in the years when it was normal. I mean, in those years, people smoked in the Beis Medrash. It was acceptable to smoke in the Beis Medrash in the 60s for sure. In the beginning in the 70s, they started to tell people to go outside to smoke. But once upon a time, it was okay. I know today in certain Eretz Yisrael, they still smoke in the Beis Medrash. I don't know. You guys know. I don't know. But anyway, it could change. It could change according to what people consider a sakana. So it turns out that it's a halacha dika cheshbin in Shemir Psalm Hashem. What's the geder? Moshe says two things. He says it can't be a raiv. If it's raiv sakana and people do it, there's no such thing. Now, Raiv, I don't think you'll ever have anything that's Raiv Sakana, people do it. The Chiddush is the other way, that it's 40%, it could be mutter if the Velt considers it not to be a Sakana. So, I don't know. When people go skiing, I don't know. I don't have a time to go skiing, but you always hear about people who die skiing. But people go skiing anyway. All right? So, Shemir Psalm Hashem, I guess. It's something that the Velt considers to be an acceptable risk. It's an acceptable risk. You're allowed to do it. Out the sakana part, it's mutter. Out other cheshbonos, I don't know what other cheshbonos there are. But the geder is something that normal people in the world do without considering it to be dangerous. People don't consider it dangerous, then it's mutter. Right? All right, I'm not going to get hung up on skiing, especially because I don't mind if no one goes skiing, but yeah.
The time is for cautious or
danger? I think there's an issur to do things that are dangerous. I think there's an issur to do things that are dangerous. All right, this is Ramesh's Gether. Now, from Ramesh's Gether comes out a Chiddush in Din. If you're going to learn the Chachamim this way, comes out a chiddush in halacha. Comes out that The Chachamim only argue by these three nashim. The Chachamim are talking about these three women. Ketana, Menachas, Muberes. The world considers it an acceptable risk for them to be Mishamish, and therefore it's mutter. Let's say you're going to have a woman who has some medical condition that the Velt does not consider it an acceptable risk to go into Sakana. The Chacham will be minded to Remeir, it comes out. Turns out the Chacham will be minded to Remeir. Remeir holds that B'makim Sakana, you're allowed to be Mishamish B'maych. The Chacham is saying no, only because this is a Shem Ripsam Hashem Dika case. Well, Yitzur, you have a case that's not a Shem Ripsam Hashem type of case. So then the Chacham will be minded to Remeir, that Moich is mutter. Still have a machleik, is what type of moich? Rashi and Reim Tam. But what comes out from Ramaych's Hezber is this. What? Oh, I say mutter, I mean it will be a chiyuv. Okay. I don't mean mutter as opposed to tzrichus. I mean there will be no iser. The Chum says it's an iser by hani shalosh nashim. If it would be any shar nashim, the Chum would say it's aser. Any other woman who's a sakana, the Chacham would be maida. And this is the basis of those paiskim who hold that women bisman hazeh who have a sakana are allowed to use a moich. It's based on the idea that the Chachamim argue only by Hani Shalosh Nashim, only by these three. By others, by other Nashim, who it's a Vadei Sakana, the Velt considers a Sakana, there's no Shmira of Shomer Psalm Hashem, and somebody like that, it wouldn't apply. That's what turns out from this explanation of the Gemara. So it comes out Ladina that the Chachamim are not talking only by these three, not by other Nashim. There is a question as to what Shomer Psalm Hashem actually means. Does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually lessens the risk? Shemayim Yirachmu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka Bishayimu Yu. Taka, it'll be a Shmira, it'll be less of a Sakana. If it's something the Velt doesn't consider a Sakana, is the Pshat, is Taka less of a Sakana B'Payil? Or is the pshat that the sakana is the same sakana, but you're allowed to do it? You're allowed to do it. Shem Sam Hashem is a heter to do it. What? We like the lashon of Gemara. The lashon of the pasuk sounds like Shem Sam Hashem that it's a shmira. Sounds like it's a shmira. I don't know. Does Ramesh mean that if people are going to smoke? So Shem Sam Hashem, so they'll have a better Shmira than otherwise. L'chaira, this question, tight Shem Sam Hashem, doesn't mean there's less Sakana, or does it mean it's the same Sakana, but it's Mutter? L'chaira is the Trumas Hadeshin Safik. What I tell you, the Trumas Hadeshin is Mesupik, if a Talmud Chacham could use the Heter of Shem Sam Hashem. What's his question? If Shem Psalm Hashem means it's less of a sakana b'payil, Hashem gets shmira, there's less of a sakana, so anybody should be allowed to use the heter. If the pshat is, no, the sakana is the same sakana, but it's acceptable, Allah allows you. So then he declares, if someone who knows better, could be chayshish for such a thing to push off a bris milah. To not smoke and not eat potato chips, of course you could. But to push off a bris milah, that's a shayla. Or to marry a katlanis, that's a shayla, whether it says the person should be machmer.
Assuming everyone is masking the shayim to some Hashem, it's only a heter for a suffix if it's going to be a sakana. When you have a sakana, there's a suffix sakana, it's not a valid sakana. Something that's a valid sakana, everyone's masking
the. Yeah, if it's more than 50%, Ramesh says there's no heter.
Something is a valid sakana. They assume
smoking
is a valid sakana.
No, when I'm saying statistics, I mean how many percentage of people die from it. In other words, it's a sakana, but what are the percentages that someone's going to die from it? So smoking, we're calling a suffix sakana. In other words, you could call it a vade sakana in the sense that it's a vade danger. If you take sakana means danger, then it's a vade danger. When I say rive, I mean I mean, people actually die for them.
Isn't Shad knows that unless you go out into the street, so it's a suffix akara, it's not a bad akara.
It depends. It becomes an issue of semantics. When you say the word sakana, what do you mean by sakana?
It's not a danger to walk in the street. Something could happen. It's not a danger to walk in the street. It is a danger to walk.
It's a statistically dangerous to walk in the street. But people don't consider it a danger. Smoking is statistically dangerous, and people consider it a danger. So even though, I don't know statistics, I assume that ripe smokers don't die from a smoking-related illness. But it's a danger. Many people do. Most people don't die because they went out in the street. Some people do every day. People get killed driving cars, layalaino. But it's not considered a danger. Bainei or bainei adam.
To walk in the street is not a danger. The agavah's car just causes danger.
I'm talking about walking in a place where there are cars. Going in a place where there are cars.
It's not walking that's a danger, I'm saying. It's an agavah.
Yeah, crossing a street. Crossing a street statistically is a danger.
So walking itself is not a danger. Crossing a street is a danger.
I had a guest from Chicago. He's Debes Shabbos. He was dating here, so he came to our house very often. When we walked to shul, he stopped by every red light. He would not cross until it turns green. He said, it's a sakana, it's awesome to cross. I told him, New York, you don't cross. A red light means you have to look both ways before you cross. And a green light means you don't have to look before you cross. It doesn't mean that. I have my boys, we didn't have patience for him. We walked home, and he came, he followed. But he, as a matter of frumkeit, stopped by every red light. I hope he didn't date too many New Yorkers, because Chicago, they have red lights, once every 10 blocks. Yeah, every corner you have a red light. But he really meant it. He really meant it. What am I going to do for him? You know? Should live a long life. But statistically, it's true. But that's the point. The point is that in halacha, it's not considered a danger. Okay, this is the Mahalach of Rav Moshe. This is one school in Psach. Knows this whole in Halacha. Halacha Lamaisa. When we finish the sugya, at the end of the day, the Lamaisa Shaila is a woman's a sakana, could she use a knife? That's the end of the day, that's the Shaila. You have a woman who's going through treatments for illnesses, is doing things, she becomes pregnant, she'll be in a sakana for sure. So, if you have a woman who's having layalaino chemotherapy, she can't become pregnant. It's going to kill the child, it's not Shaila. So is she allowed to use a maich, or does she have to be pirish? This shiloh, which is a common shiloh, it will depend on the understanding of the chachamim. If you teach the chacham like Rav Moshe, that the chacham are arguing only in these three cases, in Cain, lahalacha, we have to deal with a mayor. We're not talking lahalacha. These three women, we have to deal with the chachamim. Everybody else will deal. On the other hand, some Sefer and the Bnei Tzion say, no, say the Chachamah, talking about everybody, talking about all Lashon. Any woman who's in a matzav of Sakana is included in the Chachamah. That's the psak of the some Sefer and the Bnei Tzion. Some Sefer is in Yeredeya, Tshuva Kufayim Beis, and the Bnei Tzion is a Chelak Aleph, Tshuva Kuflam and Zayin. And they both say, a Moich before Tashmish, forget it. Always Aser, doesn't matter how much Sakana, Michael of Tesh is always Aser, we pass by the Chacham. So they can't teach the Chachamim the way we teached it till now. They have to have a different teach. And the Aruch Lener says the following teach, in the BNC, and he says the following. He says, in Sakana, there's a difference between a Sakana, a suffix Sakana that's in front of you, like a building collapsed, and now, if there's someone under the building, he's already in the. If there's a living Jew under the stones, he's dying. When you have a suffix of a dying person in front of you, v'chayshish for miyuta, miyuta de miyuta, v'chayshish for everything. The Chachamim are saying that because something will later become a sakana, something you're going to do now is going to become a sakana later. Why? Because maybe she'll become pregnant. And if she'll become pregnant, she's a katana, maybe she'll die. Because something might become a sakana, zokta aruch l'ner, das min ha-shamayim yirachmu. That means right now there's no sakana in front of you. So that, min ha-shamayim yirachmu, that we say that you're not allowed to be over on Averis now. There's no sakana in front of you, you're not allowed to be over on Averis now. Is that true if any suffix sakana? It's right if you stam, you can't be meikel. Right is a vadein halacha. It's true if any suffix sakana. Now, it's not such a geshmaka shita, the Ramesha shita, it's not just Ramesha, it's all the Mekilim, Reb Chaim Eizer, and the Aruch HaShulchan, those who are meikel, go with the first mahalach. That the Chum only argue by these three. The shita of the Binyan Sin is not so geshmak because it's hard for me to explain if statistically it's the same sakana, same chance of sakana, what's the difference if the building collapsed already and there's a 1 in 100 chance that someone will die, or if nothing happened, you're going to be nevala and there's 1 in 100 chance the person's going to die. If you look at it in statistical terms, it's very hard to figure out to make a cheshbon. It's hard to make out to make this cheshbon. What?
You're creating the sakana.
You're creating. So you're agreeing that it's a problem. That means I'm creating the sakana, or I'm. So the only thing I could help you with to understand the Yin Sian is a tshuva in the night of Yehuda on a different topic. Now, Yehuda had a shaila about doing autopsies for medical research. Are you allowed to do an autopsy on a Yiddish aguf for research? What's a tzad kula? Sakaras nefashis. Sakaras nefashis, you're allowed to be over deraisa. An autopsy is an issa deraisa. It's two issa of deraisas. But b'shem sakaras nefashis, it should be mutter. And even if it's a suffix sakana, or a suffix of a suffix of a sakana, the research ultimately yields good things. So even if it's a suffix, it should be mutter. So the Yehuda writes that we're only matchi surim for a sakana when the chayla mesukin is in front of us. If we would have a chayla mesukin in front of us, and by doing an autopsy, we know how to save the other chayla. If you have two people, Loyalenu, they got both caught the same disease, and one died. And by cutting them open, you figure out how to save the other one. So that's mutter, Satanai Yehuda. If you have a chayla in front of you, bisakana, you're allowed to be over the rises to save. But, because ultimately you're going to work on things and you'll be able to develop research and come to save people, that is not a heter.
So that harms the organs.
What?
The organs
would be mutter. If you have a chayla mesukin and you could cut open a dead body to save someone's life, it would be mutter. The objections to the organs is because they cut them up when they're alive. Once an organ dies, if cells are dead, there's no way to bring them alive. They have to remove it while it's alive. That's the problem. But it would be mutter. A transplant would be mutter if they could do the transplant after the person died. And then to take out an organ to save someone else would not only be mutter, it would be a mitzvah.
What about the case of Mason? The person, once he dies, is not included to save the person's life.
Once someone's dead... Yeah, that's a tie. Now, that once someone's dead, you're not mechuyav to save his life. But it doesn't be on night of Yehuda. Okay? Yeah, see, the organ harvesting, the thing is this. The person whose life you're saving is really not dead yet. Because once he died, you can't, science can't bring even one cell to life after it's dead. Science has no clue. You know, what life is and how you make things alive, science doesn't know. They're not even close to knowing. So they have to remove the organ when it's alive, and they have to give it to a person who's alive. So the people have to be alive. So what they did in America in 30 years ago is they redefined time of death. They made a new definition. In other words, till now, this and this person was considered alive. So they had this big conference in Harvard, and they had what they called the Harvard criteria for death, and suddenly they decided that the person who yesterday we considered to be alive, today we consider him dead. So Mela, they allowed the transplantation. Right, that's where brain death came. But in Halacha, that's not the issue. So again, what's the point of the Night of Yehuda? What's the point of the Night of Yehuda? That, I can't have tainus to you. It says, David HaMelech, when Hashem wanted him to stop learning, he said he made the trees fall down outside, no? So David HaMelech looked out, the trees were going. It's hard to understand, no? David HaMelech got distracted. Nice thing got distracted. Anyway, the Navi Yehuda has a rule which is similar to the BNC, and you argue it's not exactly the same, I can't. But he says this rule, that Pikuach Nefashis V'Sveikis is only mutter when you have a Chayla Mesukin in front of you. You can do Averis V'Sveikis. Because it will ultimately come that you can do Averis for Safik Sakana. For Vare Sakana you could, but not for a Safik Sakana. So Memela, that's the Binyan Tzion's Mahalach. And therefore the Binyan Tzion, some say for whole, the Chacham argue in all cases, and Memela, it's usher to use a meich. The person's not sick yet, so he can't do an aveira to prevent himself from getting sick. The mayor is always chayshish lemiyuta. So the mayor will argue because he'll. It fits in grad very nice. Rame is always cheshish lemiyuta, so he also. You want to make it that machlokes? It'd be interesting. Okay. Now, what do you say to this BNC? You see, at the end of the day, we can't be matir unless we're going to go with one mahalach over another. We're not going to sit here in the classroom and paskin, but still, I don't understand BNC so well. Let's say somebody is in Siberia and it's 20 degrees below zero. He's perfectly healthy. There's nothing wrong with him. And he has to stand outside. He has to stand guard. They give him a coat and a Shabbos. Is he allowed to put on the coat? Is he allowed to put on the coat? So I think we assume it's a sakana. You're allowed to put on the coat. BNC will say, one minute, right now, if a person's already dying, give him a coat. But if right now he's well, is a heter? I guess if it's a Vadai Sheyamos, we'll agree. It's a Vadai Sheyamos, you can put on the coat. Sakana Saver. Alright, if the Vadai Sakana, I understand. Sakana Saver, you ought to do with a Shino in the rest. But what if it's only a suffix Sakana or a suffix Sakana Saver? So we say it's Osir? What? There's a famous story with the stifler. The way the story goes, it's a great muster. The stifler said, I'm not allowed to put on the coat. But the first 5 minutes, I don't need it. So I'll wait 5 minutes. Then after that, he said, I'll wait five more minutes. And the whole night, he waited 5 minutes. And in the morning, he survived without the coat. That's the way the story goes. It's a nice story, because sometimes I'm learning. I think, oh yeah, I forgot to take care of something. So I always tell myself 5 minutes. The problem is, I don't always keep on saying 5 minutes. But at least a few times, I say 5 minutes, and usually if I wait long enough, I realize it was an Irish guy, just the Yetzirah, you know, reminds you of things. It's a nice musa to push it off 5 minutes. But I'm assuming that Be'etzem, you're allowed, I assume you're allowed to do it.
You're allowed to,
if you're allowed to, then you're mechuyev. Yeah, nachinami. But that's not like the Binyan Tzion. The Binyan Tzion is not the same.
The Binyan Tzion is saying that the Rebbe Eger on a Suffolk Dabshe and Mishavan, it's the same thing. It says, if a Suffolk is the Mafreya, meaning that if a building fell down, now the Suffolk of someone's inside. That's not a Suffolk if someone is Sakona. If someone's inside, it's a Vaday a Sakona.
It's similar to that, but it's not a right. You don't mean to bring a right.
No, it's
similar.
Hezber-wise, it's not so... That's
yeah, Hezber-wise, I hear the Hezber, 100%. The Chilik I hear. But the Chiddush in Din, that he seems to be saying, that the being seems to be saying, seems to me to be a tremendous thing to everybody, I think, to be a tremendous chiddush. That because the person is not sick yet, let's wait till he gets sick, and then we'll be allowed to do it. It's difficult to understand, a little bit it's difficult to understand the Hagdara that he's saying. And
might just be you have to have a coat, so it happened the second time, but now the guy's not on the coat.
In that particular case, I guess so. I don't know.
The Sakana is here, but same thing. But if the autopsy is, the Sakana is not here.
The case of autopsy?
There's a sort of time.
Autopsy, it's in the distant future, you're right. What about the Gemara's case? Ketana. Is the Ketana similar to the coat? The Ketana is similar to the coat, isn't it? The Ruchner is saying that if there's going to be a Maisa Bia, which might cause a sakana, which might, if it would be Raiv, I think he would be Maita, but it might cause a Sakana, so we say Mecham Raiv before him, Mishmaim Yirachmu. So you're right, the Noidi Behudis case is more extreme. Research can help somebody, maybe the next generation. But here, Sakana. By the Ketana, is the Sakana in front of us? The Ketana is going to be in a few months. So the difference is that the code is in a few minutes? Is that the difference? Oh, you mean the cold is here and the pregnancy is not here yet? It's not the Bia that kills her, it's the pregnancy. So maybe the cold is different. The cold is here already, the pregnancy is not here yet. Yeah, what about in the Makam Sakana going out carrying a gun in the Makam Sakana? People live in dangerous places. Maybe that could be Asa. The Mishnah is true, I think Itaka says it's Asa. So I don't. Look, I'm not looking to sell either the Beyoncé's Hasbro or the other thing. I'm not looking to sell you one way or the other. Just want you to think about it. The first Nakuda Psak in this Sugya depends on which Mahalach you accept in the Chachamim. Could be there's another explanation, I don't know. If you look at Rabbi Chanan's words in Ksubis Kuflam Advav, you can read into his words Sayyid Aruch Haner's Hasbro and Sayyid Ramesh's Hasbro. His brief words, Hanig Bamini Darcheret, you could learn either like Ramesha, you're allowed to behave normally, or the Aruch Haner, that right now you're just behaving normally. So I'm not sure which Mahalach is better. But the way it turns out is that this suffix, when the Chachamim argue, is to a great degree what the suffix is Ladina. Now, it would be nice if we could open up a Shulchan Aruch and see, has it brought in Shulchan Aruch? Are the Chachamim brought Lagabi these three women? Or the Chachamim brought in a general sense? We could open a Rambam. One of the things that I don't know why, but one of the things about this Gemara is that neither Rebbeya nor the Chacham is brought in Shulchan Aruch. This is not brought in Psak. The Rif brings it. But the Rif brings Lashon HaGemara, so we don't get any more knowledge than we would have. But in the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch, this Gemara is not brought. The only reason I could think why it's not brought would be because Nishtana Teva. Today, Ketanais, Minekes, and Mubarais are not a Sakana to become Tabia. So it's Nishtana Teva, it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. So, well, the derech of the Shulchan Aruch is to bring only things to say in the Gemara. The Rambam certainly is that way. So since the case in the Gemara is not, so it's not. Maybe. Maybe that's why. But leaves us hanging. We have to come on to Achrayim of the last 250 years to have a Psak in a Shiloh which started from the time of the Tanaim, because we don't have here in the Gemara a case outside of the three where a woman is a Mesukanis. So that area was sort of still left hanging. The Gemara now is going to come back to the Inyan of Chamaisa Mima Enes. Tomorrow is Thursday. I'd like probably tomorrow to still talk a little bit about this sugya. I'd like you to look at the Beis Shmuel Chaf Gimel Aleph. The Beis Shmuel Chaf Gimel Aleph. Many of you have had Rebbeim somewhere down the line, usually in 8th grade, who told you that Zera Levatola is the most chometic Yisr in the Torah, or something like that. The Beis Shmuel in Chav Gimel Aleph in Evan Ezer says, what happens if a person is Iver, has a Kishu Ladas, has Nimotzi Zera Levatola, but he has an Eitzah? It won't be Levatola. He'll go to a prostitute and he'll be by a little prostitute. That's not Zera Levatola. Maybe she'll become pregnant and she'll have a child. Or a lavdavka prostitute, or a say prostitute, will go to Ishtainida. Ishtainida is an aver in the Torah. Will be Bayal Ishtainida, so won't be Zera Levatala, and so nobody in their right mind thinks that that's mutter. So the Lashon Beis Shmuel is Elamai. The Chazal say it's the Muhammad and Adi Surim in the Torah, lavdavka. That's the Lashon. Doesn't really mean that. Be nice to have a certain type of Hagdara in the Inyan, especially because it's something that troubles everybody. 50% of the population are troubled by this, by Yidden. 50% of our women are not troubled by it, but men are always wonder about it, and at least it's something of a chizuk it is to see the Lashon Rav Shmuel. I think it's a chizuk to everybody. And if we have a chance, maybe a little tomorrow to talk about it. The next main sugya is the second half of this, the sugya of Banim Harayen Kesimanim. So we're going to deal with it. There's a lot on it. Machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam. There's Reb Chaim in Hilchos Ishus Perek Beis on Banim Harayen Kesimanim. So that probably will leave for Sunday. That's it.